Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
The weekend certainly proves Queensland is your place to race this year. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. Oh, are we a bit excited this morning?
Nothing to do with racing. Just two jockeys having a bit of fun on the beach on Saturday morning by the sound of it.
Careful, careful.
Congratulations, Steph.
Thank you very much.
Oh, come on. We want a chapter and verse. What happened?
Well, it wasn't Saturday morning. He waited until after the races. It was actually a dinner on Saturday night with both our families. So it was, yeah, it was very special and very much a surprise.
Yeah.
Did he get down on one knee?
Yes, he did. Boris, he was at dinner too, and he gave a toast, which was probably best to be left said off radio.
Right.
And then yeah, Ben followed suit. He stood up and said he had something to say, and I turned around and looked, and he was on one knee. So it was, yeah, I nearly fell off my chair.
So you didn't know this was coming.
I had no idea it was coming, none at all.
Yeah, good. Ben's family, where are they from?
They're from Melbourne. Yeah, his parents and his grandparents were up here too.
Oh, wow.
For the Magic Millions. So
good. You know, the greatest achievement in all of that is to find a restaurant that you could fit into, because nothing was, you know, I think Magic Millions must have booked out all the restaurants, and you found one that would fit so many. So congratulations on that. Now, do you ride with that ring? Do you ride with that ring on?
No, right. I'm a bit too nervous to ride with it on. It'll be kept in a safe place while I ride.
You probably wouldn't make the weight then. It looks that big.
One of my friends said that to me yesterday.
The Hills was worried that, is it on the wrong hand, or is it just the reversal of the shot that we've seen on Instagram?
Yeah, it's just the reversal of the shot. No, okay. It's on the left hand, so...
All right. Well,
I've always thought that too when I've seen other people with rings on. It always looks like it's on the wrong hand, but I think it's just the way the camera takes the photo.
Now, I've got a couple of stats here. I think you would have liked the border restrictions to stay in place, even though it allowed all the parents and the in-laws to travel. But J-Mac by two, including Coolangatta in the Classic, Bowman, Rewilla, Berry, McAvoy, Clark and Rachel King in the lucky last. The only local Aussie jock to salute on Saturday was Ryan Maloney. So... tough day, wasn't it? All the interstate raiders took the big cash.
Absolutely. Ben and I, yeah, we picked that up at the end of the day. It is a hard day to win races nonetheless, but obviously all of those jockeys were on the right horses, and it does make it tough, but it is what it is. It's part of racing, and it was still a brilliant day to be a part of.
Yeah, it looked hot. Was it steamy under the helmet?
Yeah, it was. It was extremely hot on Saturday. I think it's probably been worse at times, but it was hard work, that's for sure.
I've never seen so many jocks with their hair wet in those post-race interviews. Miami Fleece, or Fleece as they were calling it on the coverage on Saturday, it had to work really hard for you, didn't it? It was wide and drawn badly, but got no cover at all.
She did. We ended up three wide with cover up the back, which, to be honest, I was really happy with during the run. It was just unfortunate. Stuttering didn't really take us anywhere. I had to pop off his back a bit earlier than I would have liked.
Mm.
And she had to do a lot of work around the home corner. I mean, look, chapter and verse, he was behind her and he come around her and he run third. So, look, she had I think she still had her chance, but it was sort of a tough ask, probably when she's coming to the end of her prep as well. I thought she was very brave. She's still a baby. She's only had 9 starts and she's done a fantastic job this far, and she's got plenty to learn, still putting it all together. She's still very much learning her craft. So there's definitely bigger things in store for her. It just wasn't her day on Saturday.
Teddy, who was a little emotional after the win of Isotope, Tony Gollan. I mean, it means a lot, this horse. He, as you well know, he's got a huge opinion of Isotope. And, of course, they fell. Maloney and Isotope fell last year on that day. And then, of course, Isotope has survived a near-fatal bout of colic.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Look, that horse obviously means a lot to everybody in the stable. She's very talented. We've all obviously seen that. But it was a huge effort to be able to get her back off a long break. in such good order, fit and ready to go in that sort of race. It was a hot race. There were some very good horses in it. And it's not an easy task to do coming off a long break. Obviously, Tony made the decision to scratch her first up off that heavy track and just give her another trial instead, which was probably the making of that win yesterday. And he's obviously, he knows that horse better than anybody. He's placed her perfectly and she's very talented. So there's plenty of fun to have with her.
And it beat Paddy's tip away game. Mm. So he's pretty happy about that. Now, I think it might have been initiated by Katie Page, but gee, she's driven and continues to drive such a strong female focus in the Magic Millions, Steph, whether it be trainers, owners, jockeys, and, you know, Annabelle Neesham and Rachel King did get it done in the last race. That was nice, but it's a really high priority of the Magic Millions.
Absolutely, you know, but I think it's fantastic, obviously, even with the women's bonus that they've added. It really encourages all women to get involved, and that's not just sort of on the track, but off the track, being a part of the ownership. And you've only got to look at the two-year-old sneaky starter of Mick Mayer's won the women's bonus, Tiff Brooker Road, and it was really fantastic. It's so great to see those stories. And for them, they haven't won the race, but they've still won a prize and it's of $500,000. So you'd feel like you've won the race anyway. And I think it's a great initiative and really enjoyable to watch when you see those little stories that come out of such a big day.
And are you thrilled and convinced that Tiff Brooker's on the right track? She's going well, having sort of exposed herself to the hard times she's been through?
Absolutely. But I think it's fantastic to see the way she's come out on top. She's worked really hard and she's absolutely flying at the moment too, but she's obviously had her troubles in the past and she's not afraid to tell you that.
Yeah.
But she knows that she can learn from it, she can build from it, and she's riding as well as she can be at the moment, and I think that's a real testament to her attitude.
Yeah, well said. Hey, listen, just to wrap up, we've got to get to the 7:30 news, but we've got to give a wrap because there was a meeting away from the Gold Coast on Saturday at Doomben. Kyle Wilson-Taylor, the apprentice, rode 5 of the 8 winners, and I see he won another couple yesterday, so he's won 7 races over the weekend.
Yeah, that's a pretty huge effort. We were watching the races from the Gold Coast at Doomben on Saturday, and I just kept seeing Kyle's name pop up. And now, look, he rode brilliantly on Saturday, again, rode winners yesterday, and he's had a brilliant weekend.
All right, great stuff. All right, Steph, appreciate it. We've got to get to this 7:30 news.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and congratulations again. We're wrapped for you and Ben.
Thank you very much.
Steph Thornton, the newly engaged Steph Thornton, joining us there. Queensland is racing. Action continues this week right across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. But we've got to get to the 7:30 news. That's thanks to Red Energy and their Australian team, Heels. Give them a call on 131806.